Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, keeping it real with Darren. It's the weekend edition.
Good.
See, we went this morning because it was away.
Beth was away on her lady. Her weekend out doing God knows what, God knows who, for God knows how many years.
Long night.
It was a long night.
A long night.
Well, since weekend seemed to be a fun old black weekend, why don't you share with everybody what happened once you left our comfortable abode and
Oh, my. I told you a have me try out their car, a sportier car. This trip, so I told them and they said, this is a car for your friend getaway. So I, unfortunately, though, the car did not have a nav system, which
for a girlfriend.
Yeah, girlfriends need to have systems, but being said, and he swears by the app Waze. It tells you, like, if they're when you go, but it's pretty much more what rec route to go ahead. I like we are driving Manhattan from there, and we're on the highway, and everything's going smoothly. We get over the Tennessee Bridge, and this app stops talking to us, and that's how it stopped. As literally as I drove past exit 7 with the sign of New Jersey, I said, this can't be good. I think I missed going to New Jersey, and I right away there was this a rest stop pretty quickly after that exit, so I want to check it out. We check we are right back to where we're supposed to be. So we stop, and what does the GPS tell us? Because we went to Google Maps instead. It said that we had to drive 14 miles in the wrong direction in order to turn around and I had to drive 14 miles out of the way to get on the highway.
And then
you'd be right. Now they won't visit the snow.
Okay. Cool.
Okay. We then sent a friend. I never see to Manhattan. Any problems? And it was centrally located. There was a baked by Melissa cupcake shop across the street. Pizza on the other corner. We were able right away. Our other friends arrived, and we have a reservation in American, which is Bobby 52nd Street. It's quite delightful. Nice. I thought, oh, wow, to the show so much time. They didn't rush it out, but we were some of our friends at the table were giving post face. That some people would give the beef for being not letting them know they were in. We did a lot of texting between each other, and I just posted the next person. And she was like, I posted it. Okay. So I like this. Like, I know I'm not in sort of whatever. So we went through a night and then we went to oh my God. such a great show. Jesse Mueller is amazing. Really, truly amazing. She's a great voice. Terrific actress.
Carole King wasn't in the show?
Well, it's the story of Carole King. Oh. And it's just such a great story. And to see that she started at 16 years old in Brooklyn. You know, the Brooklyn girls going to see Carole King, who's from Brooklyn, became like a songwriter and a singer.
So comes full
circle. She starts singing "You All and Holding Hands." It was like so nice. It really was nice. It's one of those shows that can go with of your life. You are good friend. Really. You know, around the corner. Maybe we will get a show at Lincoln Center. So, yeah, email them. You know, COVID, and
they met
us to, first we went to the Paramount Hotel, and it was kind of like not so, so then we went to the W. We had for a little bit and had some and Adam want to go. I'm still ready thing and doing like things. That's just, we had a corner. And I keep the corner of my eyes, some like laughing. Like, it's like, no, I'm standing, you know? And I just totally uncomfortable. My head is horrified. I'm taking myself back to like the episode of Carrie Diary, which is the one for me. Then I saw they do karaoke downstairs. So we both sing. We went and checked for it. It was so that she and I wound up going back to the hotel right down the street.
Not the it's not good.
So she came up the hotel and had it. I had it all caught up. We were out dancing. And then they went for like another pizza and came back. And we went up to our room for a little while and walked a bit. And then we go back to like 4. And like, I don't think I even slept.
You so much.
Yes, I was thinking, well, you know what? I was really thinking about how lucky I am. Someone so in my life who was so supportive and was making fun and sending funny texts, but it's I appreciate it because I guess I take it granted. Like, I mean, you're doing, you need. I mean, I was out there because I figured that
you just need in April.
Today, and we woke. We decided we were going to go for breakfast before you end a great weekend with singing Waiters and Waitresses. And so we just went to Starbucks with her. And we went to Ellen's. This is interesting. The one of our with took a the meter. And she had coffee and she's not allowed to bring that in and she her hand like gated the coffee. Okay, fine. That was really right next to the door. And then so we're in the midst of stuff and then one of our friends came to me like Beth, you know, did a complaint. So I did that. And while she was saying it, the her kiss, she was really rude.
Really?
Really? I would be so proud of me. I said, can I just tell you something? We've been friends for 30 years. Here for again, and I like beg my friends to come with me and take them to Ellen's breakfast today for a very special experience. I don't know what it is to say, but all I can tell you is that we came here to have a good time. That's a good. So if help us get someone to come over and get us coffee. And I completely disarmed her. And I'm just trying to keep everything okay so that I don't let people be cold. And she was like backtracking. I called her. I was
punched
like,
the bully in the
face. I punched the bully in the face and it felt so good. Like,
good.
You know what? I'm not going to ruin happiness. And it was funny because Stacey had like, and he was, Stacey's unhappy. Here's up again, everything, it's cold.
He's saying bringing it back.
No, he didn't. The reason why I always say go to in just you live in the area. Waitresses their and they sing incredibly talented here when they're auditioning. They wind up leaving the position to go on Broadway. And so I think it's so much fun. I love Broadway musicals so much. It's such a great place to see people. And the food is really
good.
Great. It's good.
Insane to everybody.
And they're amazing brunch places in New York City. I mean,
yeah.
They are, you just go to the Upper West Side and like one after the other and they're amazing. But we went. We had our food brunch, and we came back to the hotel. We all on the like, oh, we sent you a bottle of wine, guys. Like you got. Hello.
This evening, it was quite between Beth and me. Actually, our daughter will be sitting for the night, so it turned out that it was just my son had the night to ourselves. So, what did the two guys do? Become a big family, which I don't know if anybody's ever heard. It's called Paradise Land. The great investor out there and would go in the viral. They're very nice. Always get a link. To any of these fancier bowling alleys now, like I think it's like Lucky Strike or just going off telling everybody that you're one evening and then had to take a phone call. I started sharing my experience about what my evening was like with my son when I went to Yonkers bowling alley.
Nice.
And then was talking about my experience. I wouldn't step foot.
They were trying to get on our life to get this year. Then Randy was telling me to get off the road. It's like,
you're already back in New York?
I don't know what's wrong with me.
Do you have
on Beth, our friend.
You depend on
to the airport. She tries to get on the airport. happened. I want to book her on a flight tonight, and she kept trying to get right after early. They just canceled. I get back to us. So hopefully, American Airlines social media person, they haven't done anything.
Well, right now they're probably all getting ready to go. Probably have a break right now. Eating is what I think. I don't know what everybody out there wants to know when this is tonight. 6 women coming together from all different towns, reconnecting, being at work. The question
it was like a code in that bar, they was like, then Castro Guard or something started dancing. We were dancing to like we're faster. So I just pretend like a kid. Yeah, like was not sad. Not anybody sad. Time for that.
Basically said, good night. Hey, go to snow.
Where essentially located to everything within, you know, 20 feet. You don't have to go too far. That's not a good
time. I kept telling them that they're not those down there.
Yeah, you're going to A, you go to land, and then I'm like, I'm a city girl. And now, unfortunately, our poor friend, so like, or my friend,
and how about Laura? Was she
Ohio? She said it was a horrible, but she got on. It was like the last night out.
Oh, no, Ohio.
Yeah, it was snowing.
Oh, crap.
So, you know, I want to know what's going on.
This weather just sucks. Let me tell you.
Yeah.
This sucks. Well, I'll finish for you.
Doing
all your things. Those bunkers, pulling Ellie. The crowd was interesting to say these best games of his life. Like a bowling great. He was very happy. Compete for Japanese over in, I think I've mentioned this before, it's called Sushi Castle.
Mm-hmm.
And all you can do sushi, I don't know if that's the type of kid that he is. And I go there, back relax, we'll see you with him. We'll see you with you. We passed out on the couch. And now just getting ready for Super Bowl. I know you can leave, if you know what I'm about, but
you have to watch it, it's so fun. And they all did it?
I did not see
it. He claims to be like the guy who just...
Oh, yeah.
I was like, you know, I got a accent from accent.
No, I did see most. I And then,
I'm feeling that she's going to hopefully come back here. Because I know
hopefully she's going to be great if she comes back here.
Yeah, I've been trying to get to this person, but I know people. Because the American Airlines is going to be here for me tomorrow.
Not when you get on her bed, I can guarantee you that. I don't have anybody calling me.
Right.
Anything that I can do in terms of outrage, the combination you really want is me and Beth together. You want my rage and with the social media global. A great weekend hanging with you guys, but getting here was there, and obviously going home. Her
daughter, and she has a job now. I mean, it's funny, and was being
all right, American Airlines. Up.
Exactly.
On that note.
Thanks for stopping.